Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and welcome to the Story Shop.
Hi, Aunt Sally. Hello, everyone. Oh, the Story Shop looks so festive. I can't wait for the party this afternoon.
Neither can I, but what's the box for, Princess Tamalpa? It's all decorated with hearts and flowers and lace and ribbons.
Aha! I'm glad you asked. Did you know that Valentine's Day comes from an ancient Roman festival, the festival of Lupercalia?
I've heard of that. Lupercalia was the festival held by ancient Romans in the honor of the god Lupercus.
Yes, it was held every year on February 15th, even when St. Valentine was living in Rome. It was about the year 270 A.D. One of the Lupercalia customs was to draw names. The Roman girls would write their names on slips of paper and put them into an urn or vase. Then each young man would draw a name, and the girl whose name he drew would be his sweetheart for the year.
So that's why you have the box.
Yep, and I'll bet you have a story, Aunt Sally, that shows the connection between the Lupercalia Festival and St. Valentine's Day.
Yes, I do. St. Valentine was one of the first Roman citizens to become a Christian. Legend says he was very fond of children. I've chosen one of those ancient stories to share with you today. This is the story of St. Valentine. In the year 270 A.D., which was quite a while ago, a little girl named Lucy lived in Rome. She was about your age, or maybe just a little bit older, and she was blind. She couldn't see. Lucy lived with her father and mother inside the high walls of the great prison of Rome, because Lucy's father was the jailer, or the keeper of the keys for the prison. The little girl was very lonely. She couldn't go outside the high prison walls to play, for the streets of Rome were dangerous. Soldiers rode their horses and chariots through them in wild races, scaring women and children and scattering carts full of olives, pots and pans, or cloth. Even for children who could see, the streets of Rome were not safe places to play. So she couldn't go outside, and the only children inside the prison walls were those in jail. Her father wouldn't allow her to play with them. Once, when she asked him, he shouted at her.
No, you may not play with those children. They are Christians and would not be good company for you.
But why, Father? What are Christians? Are they robbers?
Worse than robbers. They are the ones who anger the gods of Olympus. They say there is only one God, the one true God. They call him. Such hogwash makes our god Jupiter very angry, and he sends sickness to our land. Neptune, god of the sea, is angry too. Last week a ship was lost in a wild storm. Even our own family gods must be angry, for they sent us a blind daughter. So no, you may not play with the Christian children. Don't even think of it, or Jupiter might make you sick too.
Oh, I don't wish to be sick, Father. No, I shall play alone and be happy.
But it was hard to be happy playing in the dusty courtyard of the prison all alone. Lucy could hear the soldiers bring in new prisoners daily.
Get moving! Get moving! See if your one god can get you out of Rome's prison! Here's your new home. I hope you like it!
Christians must be ugly, mean people to be put into prison. I'm glad I can't see them. Yet I never hear them shout back at the guards like the other prisoners do. I only hear them praying as I walk by their cells, but I won't go near them again, for I don't wish Jupiter to get angry and make me sick.
One of Lucy's best friends, in fact her only friend, was a pigeon she called Mercury after the Roman god. She thought this a very good name, for she had heard stories of the Roman god Mercury, who flew from the god's home Olympus down to Earth with messages from Jupiter. She knew Mercury was supposed to have sandals with wings, wings on his hat and on his magic wand, too. She knew he was a trickster, but best of all, she knew he could fly, just like her little pigeon friend.
Oh, Mercury, I wish I could fly, too. If I could fly, I would race the wind and not worry about bumping into chairs or doors like I do now. I'd fly higher than any tree and faster than any bird. Oh, I'd slow down for you, my little feathered friend. Your head feels so soft. Oh, I'm glad you come each day, Mercury, or I'd be so lonely and bored.
So that's where my friend flies each morning.
Who Who's there?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to startle you.
Who are you? I don't recognize your voice. Are you a new guard?
No, my name is Valentine. I'm a Roman citizen come to visit some people in the prison. Are you blind, child?
Yes, I am.
Then I'm glad Alban visits you.
Alban? Who's Alban?
Why, the pigeon.
Alban means the white one. Why are you calling my pigeon that?
I didn't know he was your pigeon. You see, he grew up in my garden down the way.
He did?
Yes, I call him Alban because he's white. As white as ocean foam. As white as the clouds floating across the sky today.
I don't know white. All I know is light or darkness. I love the sunlight. It's warm and it makes me feel happy. But darkness is scary, especially when the prisoners call out like at night sometimes.
Yes, I see. Well, then let me tell you that white and light are very much alike. In fact, you could say white is the same as light. Now, do you like the name Alban?
I like my name better. I call my pigeon Mercury. See? Even he likes it better.
Then Mercury it shall be, for he flies very well now.
You're nice, Valentine. Can I touch your face?
Yes. Come over here and I'll sit on this bench. There now, you may touch my face. What do you think?
You have no beard and your hair is short, just like my father, but you don't have as many wrinkles, just ones around the corners of your eyes and there by your mouth. You must laugh a lot.
I do. There's much to be happy about in this life. Lucy sat down next to her new friend.
I like you, Valentine.
And I like you, too. But you know what?
What?
I don't know your name.
I'm Lucy. Lucy means light, just like Alban.
So it does. Whom do you play with all day, Lucy?
Only Mercury.
And what do you study?
I'm learning numbers. Mother says even a blind girl can learn numbers. She says it's very important to know how to count when I go to the market.
Very true. So you play only with Mercury, yet there are children in the prison. But then I suppose you're not allowed to play with them.
Oh, no! I'd get sick! The god Jupiter would strike me sick on the spot, or he might even throw down one of his lightning bolts and strike me dead!
Is that so?
It's not funny! I'm scared of dark thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms can be scary, especially with lightning, but why do you think playing with the prison children would bring one on, or make you sick?
Because the children in prison are horrible, ugly Christians, and Christians anger our gods, and then our gods make us sick, or do other bad things like sick boats. My uncle sails a trading ship and prays to Neptune, god of the sea, for safe passage. I pray, too, 'cause my uncle always brings me sweets and toys from faraway places.
It's a hard thing to feel so fearful of the gods, Lucy. But now I must go.
Will you be back? Oh, please stay. Nobody ever talks to me here.
Yes, I'll be back. Until I am, here's a little treat for you. Lucy held out her hand and felt three soft objects come into it. She smelled them and then excitedly tasted one.
Dates! Oh, thank you. I love them.
Farewell, Lucy, and to you too, Mercury.
Farewell, Valentine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Who will you see tomorrow?
Oh, Father, I didn't hear you come up.
Who was that you were talking to?
A Roman citizen, Father, named Valentine.
What business does he have here?
I don't know. All I know is he knows Mercury and is very nice.
Lucy didn't show her father the dates for fear he would take them away. Treats such as dates from Africa didn't come her way every day, and she did not want to lose them. Her father did not sound happy that she had talked with Valentine, but then he didn't tell her not to, so every day after that she waited. First came Mercury. He'd flutter down to her shoulder or to the bench where she was sitting and coo his hello. As soon as he came, Lucy started getting excited, for she knew it would not be long before Valentine came too. And when he came, he always brought surprises. What would it be today, she wondered. Would he bring dates? He must be a rich Roman to bring them so often. Would he bring his rolled books and read to her? She liked the poems of Homer and Ovid. Would he tell her a story, like the one about how he first met their friend Mercury the Pigeon? On this day, as she sat in the sunlight, waiting for Mercury to arrive, she remembered how Valentine told the story of that first meeting with Mercury.
"You see, Lucy, I have a large garden with many flowers and trees."
"Oh, I love to see it."
"One of these days you will, child. I'm used to having many birds around, all chattering and squawking. You know how they are."
"Yes."
"Well, one morning I was walking along my garden path. I spied a little fluffy ball no bigger than your hand."
"What was it?"
"Why, it was our friend Mercury the Pigeon, only he was in a very sorry state."
"Oh, why, Valentine?"
"I think the poor fellow had fallen from his nest. He was too young to try flying yet. Anyway, his wing was bent."
"Oh."
"Yes, I'm afraid so. Well, I carefully gathered him up and took him into my house where I fixed him up. Now, you can feel his wing. Give me your hand. Do you feel the little bump?"
"Yes."
"That's where his wing mended. It doesn't seem to bother him, so I guess I did a good job."
"You did. You did, Valentine. A wonderful job."
"Good day, Lucy. Were you sleeping?"
"Oh, Valentine, you're here. But Mercury didn't come first."
"I think he's visiting a friend of his in that tree over there. Would you like to go visiting, too?"
"Oh, yes. Where? When?"
"Right now with me, to see my garden. Some of the first spring flowers are out today. Now stop jumping up and down and go ask your mother."
"Mother, Mother, Valentine wants to take me to his garden. May I go? Please, Mother."
"Valentine's a very nice man, Lucy. Of course you may go. Hold tightly to his hand now."
"Oh, I will. She said I could go, Valentine."
"Then let's go."
Holding tightly to Valentine's hand, Lucy walked out the big metal gates. As they passed through the marketplace, she could hear many people calling out their wares.
"Flowers, fresh spring flowers. Buy your girlfriend flowers for the Lupercalia festival."
"Fresh spring lamb. Buy fresh spring lamb for the feast of Lupercalia."
"Come, ladies, come. Buy my cloth. Look beautiful for Lupercalia. Patrician cloth priced for the plebeian purse. Right this way, ladies. Buy it from me."
"I like Lupercalia."
"Aren't you a little young to have a boyfriend?"
"Oh, I don't pick a name from the urn, but we visit my uncle and his daughters and sons are older. They invite their friends and play games and sing songs, and they even dance and do things like that."
"Oh, that sounds like fun."
"Oh, it is."
"Well, here we are."
"I smell something wonderful. What is it?"
"That's lilac. It does smell good."
Lucy had never smelled so many fragrances all at once. The sun was shining, and she moved from one plant or bush or tree to another. Here were new shapes and textures and surprises.
"Ouch!
I see you found the rose garden."
"Why do you have plants that are only prickers?"
"Oh, you'll have to come back this summer, Lucy. Then these plants are covered with shiny green leaves and the flowers. Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, they're the emperors of the garden."
"I'd love to come back every day, Valentine. Your garden is a wonderful place. Oh, I hear Mercury.
Our winged messenger is telling us that it's time for me to take you home. Come, take my hand."
"May I come back sometime?"
"Yes, you may."
Again the two friends walked the noisy, crowded street back to the prison. At the outer gate, a soldier stopped them.
"Halt! A word with you, sir."
"I'm returning Lucy, daughter of the jailer. Run along, Lucy. You're home now. I think this man wishes to speak with me. Farewell, my little friend."
"Until tomorrow, Valentine."
"Go straight to your mother now. Tell her you're back." "Yes, what is it, soldier?"
The soldier indeed wanted to talk with Valentine. He questioned him and discovered Valentine was not only a Roman citizen, but that he was a Christian as well. Valentine was immediately taken and locked up in a crowded cell with all the other Christians awaiting death.
"No, Father, no, you can't lock up Valentine. He's not a Christian."
"Go ask him yourself. He'll tell you. Christians are very honest."
"Valentine! Valentine! Oh, Valentine!
Yes, Lucy, I'm here.
Tell them you're not. Tell them you're Roman, not Christian.
But, Lucy, I'm both.
But how come you're not sick? How come your garden is so beautiful? How come...
Lucy, the only difference between you and me is that you believe in 12 gods and I believe in one.
Only one? How can one god do all the work? How can one god watch over everything? I don't get it. I'm frightened. Jupiter will get angry and make me sick.
Do you really believe, way down in your heart, Lucy, that you're going to get sick? Because you're my friend?
But Roman gods are jealous gods.
Is Mercury the pigeon sick?
No. In fact, you made him better. You saved his life.
The one true God is a loving God, Lucy. He wants us to love each other and not be afraid.
But they put you in prison. Why did they do that? For loving?
Many people are still afraid. Are you?
Well, you're my best friend, Valentine, but Jupiter is so scary. Thunderstorms are dark and loud, and when I'm sick, I can't go outside into the light, and I can't see Mercury, and no one talks to me.
There, Lucy. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Come closer, child, so I can hold your hand like I did yesterday when we walked to my garden. There now. I want to tell you a secret.
What?
Our God has told us that he will give us what we ask for, as a father gives presents to his children. What do you think of that?
It's okay.
I have no needs for myself, but I'm going to ask him for something for you. Something that will let you know that he loves you very much.
I don't think I want any more dates, Valentine.
It's not a date. Dear Lord, visit the heart of Lucy. Come with your white light of love and peace, just as Mercury comes into her courtyard. And if you think it's right, dear Lord, return her sight. Amen. Lucy was confused, mixed up, befuddled. The shadows which clouded her eyes suddenly began to go away. She dropped Valentine's hand and rubbed her eyes. She blinked. Slowly she began to see lines, fuzzy lines at first, then clearer and clearer lines going up and down in front of her. She reached out to them. They were the cold metal bars of the prison door. Behind the bars she saw something move. First it was just as tall as she was, then it got taller and stood watching her. Then it spoke. "Lucy, do you see me?" She blinked again. Now she saw more clearly the man behind the barred door. He wore the robes of a Roman citizen. His face was kind and smiling. What a wonderful face she saw!
Oh, yes, Valentine, I see you! I see you!
Every second, objects became clearer. She looked to the sunny courtyard and saw her mother hanging clothes. She ran into the yard and looked up into the sky.
Clouds! Those must be clouds! Are those clouds, Valentine?
Yes, Lucy! Those most certainly are clouds!
Oh, I feel as though I were flying away on those clouds! Valentine, what color do you call the sky?
Blue!
Oh, I love blue!
Lucy, what's going on?
I can see, Mother! Oh, Mother, I can see! Valentine made me see!
Lucy's mother didn't even turn from her clothesline.
Oh, right, and I'm the Emperor Claudius. You were born blind and nothing can change that. It was the curse of the gods. Why they should curse our family, I don't know.
If I'm still blind, how do I know you're hanging up a blue cloth?
Lucy's mother turned and looked closely into her daughter's laughing face. Suddenly she dropped her laundry, and grasping the little girl by her shoulders, the mother stared in disbelief at her daughter's eyes.
You can see. Lucy, you can see. Oh, my child. Oh, Lucy.
Look, there's Mercury. He's white as the clouds.
Lucy broke away from her mother's hug. She ran to the pigeon, but Mercury flew away up to the tree again.
He flew away! Valentine!
She ran back to her friend, who had been watching merrily from his prison cell.
Valentine, Mercury flew away!
Of course he did! He's not used to you running at him like that. Remember, he's used to coming to you, not the other way around. But don't worry, he'll be back. With that assurance, she was off again, running and touching everything in sight. Even the clay prison wall was a fascination with its cracks and colors. She peered into the deep old well and saw her reflection down, down below her.
Hello, I see you.
Finally, when she was tired, she came back to Valentine.
Thank you, Valentine, for making me see again.
Thank the one true God, my child. Lucy looked around.
Where is he? Does he have a temple?
You are his temple. He lives in your heart. Valentine was imprisoned in early spring. By summer, Lucy had discovered the way to Valentine's garden. Every day she would go there to water and weed and make sure things were cared for. Other children would come too, for Valentine dearly loved children and had often invited them to come in off the dangerous streets to play in his garden. So Lucy soon had many friends with whom she played hide-and-seek among the olive grove and picked strawberries and told secrets. She would have been perfectly happy if Valentine weren't in prison. Every afternoon she brought back flowers for him.
I brought you some roses, Valentine, because I know you like them best.
Oh, they're lovely. But how did you cut them?
Titus showed me. He has a knife. He and Marva and Gloria come every day, and we play games and we eat strawberries. You don't care if we eat strawberries, do you? Titus wasn't sure, but he said he didn't think you'd mind and that they'd rot if we didn't eat them.
No, I don't mind, Lucy. Enjoy them. But what's this look coming over your face? Are you sad?
Titus said you taught him how to read.
Titus taught himself how to read. I just gave him a few clues.
Would you give me a few clues, too? Please, Valentine? Titus was able to read one of your scroll books, and it sounded so beautiful. Please, Valentine?
You'll have to talk to your father about that, Lucy. As for me, I'd be delighted to help you read.
Oh, boy, thanks, Mother! Father!
After that, Lucy would sit with Valentine in the sunny courtyard, and he would teach her reading and writing. First she learned how to write her name, then his name, then her mother's and father's names.
Now, Valentine, I want to know how to write I love you.
Do you have a boyfriend so soon, my little friend?
You'll see.
So Valentine obliged and taught Lucy how to write those special words. The next day, attached to the flower she brought him, was a note. It read,
Valentine, I love you, Lucy.
Besides reading and writing, they would talk. Lucy had many questions about the wonders of the world so new to her and the wonders of Valentine's God. Valentine was happy to answer all her questions. A year passed in this pleasant way, and the early spring festival of Lupercalia was coming up again. Lucy and her friends from the garden were planning their own party. On February 14th, the day before Lupercalia, Lucy's mother met her at the gate as the little girl was returning with some lilacs for Valentine.
Your eyes are red, Mother. Have you been peeling onions?
Here, child. Valentine asked me to give this note to you.
Why? Why doesn't he give it to me himself? I was just bringing him flowers to cheer up that awful old prison cell for the Lupercalia Festival. It's tomorrow, and...
Even the miracle of restoring Lucy's sight had not saved Valentine from martyrdom. As many other Christians in ancient Rome, he was put to death because he believed in one God. Before his death, however, he wrote a note to Lucy and a number of his other friends, telling them that he loved them, and signing the notes, "From your Valentine." And that's why, even today on St. Valentine's Day, we send love notes to our friends.
I'm so glad you told us that legend, Aunt Sally. It helps me see how we're celebrating more than the love between two sweethearts, but the deeper love between people.
Yes, Valentine's Day means a lot more to me now, too.
We hope it will mean more to you listeners as well, and that you all have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. It's time to go. Until next week, same time, same station.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Story Shop is a creation of Gail Whitmire Mills and Lily Iona Susie.